Yes, I believe so. Give me one second. All right. Do we have gunboats here to present 2029?
I'm going to be presenting four gunboats for 2020, and I'm
Perfect.
just getting it open right now.
Right.
I believe this would be SEI, the, what, how do you pronounce this? Say, Sai, the Sai network token, is proposed to be listed on Perps V2. There is a Binance launch pool recently launched the beginning of August. So it's currently trading on Binance and would need an Oracle price for from Pith and Chainlink. And it's the L1 gas fee token for the Sai network. An ETH killer. I presume. I have not used the Sai network myself, but I presume this is an ETH killer.
So shorted, right?
Yeah, this one is fairly short. It looks like Caleb is posting that Chainlink is working on this one. As I'm presenting this on behalf of Gunboats, I'm doing my best, but specific questions about I may not be able to answer. So,
No, I meant like short the Ethereum killers.
oh yeah, short the Ethereum killers. Well, there you go. There's some trading advice.
All right.
If there are no
Yeah.
questions, I can move on. Did you have anything to say? Is that Adam unmuting?
No, it's me. I was just
Okay.
checking for questions before we move on. You're gonna do 2032 then, auto listing perps.
Yes, 2032. This is the spicy one. Here, I'll pull it up. What this intends to do two things here. Number one is list. There's a typo here that says Thor, but it should say Rune. Apologize for the typo. I will change that. But this is the Thor network, which is the Rune token. Sushi, Zcash, XTZ, UMA, ENJ, ICP, XLM, 1inch, EOS, Celo, Algo, and ZRX. These are all currently listed on DYDX V3. And I am suggesting that we both list these and list anything that shows up on DYDX V3. The reason I think these are appropriate for listing is because these are all things that have, you know, decent liquidity, at least as much as some of the other shitcoins that we've listed. So, you know, we'll have to, of course, look at each one of these and consider the parameters here, but there's nothing kind of out of the ordinary for things that we've listed. And we also know the very important thing, and why I chose DYDX V3 specifically, is because this is another execution venue where arbitrators are going, and the way we're controlling risk in this system is by having arbitrators our delta exposure, neutralize it with their arbs. So, although we could, you know, kind of consider in the future other execution venues where this might be appropriate, where we can say there's somewhere to go to arb, there's going to be decent liquidity on anything here. This was kind of the first one that seemed appropriate to me, and solves the problem of having a clear criteria for when we list something, which is, in my opinion, the most important criteria, is that there is an arb venue. And the auto listing criteria is also meant to solve the issue of not being able to kind of react quickly to these listings. It takes quite a bit of time, and I find that the actual issues raised during these presentations on pretty much any asset like these is probably, you know, it's really non-existent. Like the process is really like the check and balance really happens at the point of coming up with, you know, the actual parameters. And the reason I didn't say just like auto list anything or allow us to list anything with an SCCP is because I do think there's some edge cases, like if you remember debt perp or something like this, there are edge cases where it might not be appropriate to just list things as if they're any other token, especially when things don't have another arbitrage venue, which with some of these very kind of off the wall things like debt perp was. You know, you're not going to have another execution venue for that. So these would need a discussion. Whereas anything that's listed on DYDXv3, because there's another execution venue, it's not going to be one of these edge cases. So this is to kind of filter out the edge cases rather than make everything an SCCP only, to make sure that we do have like, some kind of discussion, for A, which venues we consider, to be appropriate for auto listing. And then B, to individually discuss anything that, you know, doesn't fit within this parameter and might be a little bit of an edge case. And so this basically just prioritizes all of these, so that we can request the feeds from, Oracle providers. And I don't expect, very many, if any, assets to be listed on DYDXv3 moving forward. But I was hoping that if we can kind of consider this as a process, that we might be able to individually consider other ARB venues and think about actually like how the risk is being managed in the system specifically when we consider how to choose which assets to list.
I like it. I think it's more efficient. And given the SCCP process, I don't think we're increasing our risk.
Yeah, and to really clarify here, we definitely, I think like in the future, I don't have it in this proposal because there is nothing in GMX v2 that we don't have yet, and I don't anticipate that happening for a while. But I think in the future it could make sense to do something like, you know, GMX v2 or something like this. But this, in this case, the reason I started with DYDX is partially because it has so many of these assets that are trading quite a bit that we don't have yet.
Yeah, so I think ML Sudo like summed it up. I don't like it's definitely practical to move to auto listing. I'm not sure there's much benefit to like have a presentation for every new asset. So lose that overhead, and because the activation of the perp happens via SCCP, where usually the due diligence process happens and with open interest and everything. So yeah, I'm totally fine with this SIP, and I do think DYDX is as good as a venue as any other. So nothing to bench per se.
Do you think this will disincentivize people from coming to us first if it's not already listed? In the sense that if they wait a while, maybe if DYDX lists, then they can skip a SIP presentation.
I don't think so, because I think our community is generally fairly incentivized to ask why we can't list things if they're not already listed. Like, for example, Rollbit, I don't think this would be like on any decentralized exchange, but people are already asking about Rollbit. I have no idea if this would even be something that's appropriate to list. I don't know what the liquidity for Rollbit perps looks like on centralized exchanges, but it's just kind of an example that shows me that if there's interest out there in the wider world, this will be brought up. I don't think we really need to worry that this is going to pacify people. People want to make money, right? So if there's an opportunity to make money that people see, this just kind of removes a barrier, but I don't think it's going to disincentivize people from suggesting a new listing. Okay. I think if anything, like the big danger would be, that, you know, DYDX lists something completely ridiculous and that's a huge risk to us for some reason. And I honestly, the reason I think this SIP is fine is because in trying to think about what that big risk would be, I could only think of like SNX or something like this, right? So that's why I explicitly excluded SNX in the SIP. And I couldn't think of a single other reason why DYDX would list something that A, we don't want to list and we can't feasibly list with the correct parameters, and B, that even if they did do that, that like we wouldn't catch it during the SCCP process. Somebody wouldn't be able to say something. So I couldn't really find like another great argument against this. I tried.
Sounds good.
All right. Any other questions of 2032?
I think Millie wants to come on and speak. Oh, there you are, Millie.
Millie, did you have anything else to add? We cannot hear you if you're talking. I guess we can go ahead and move on for now. Millie, I don't know if you're trying to say anything, but 2033, Bert, are you taking this one as well? As Gunboats authored this SIP?
Yeah, I'll take this one too. Give me just 1 second.
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming through.
Looks like Discord has this weird thing now. They force you to do push to talk, and it's like conflicting with my permissions with my laptop. So anyway, I had to jump in on my phone. It doesn't seem like anyone else raised this question. So what does this solve? I don't see like how this SIP solves anything in 2032. It doesn't seem to solve anything for me.
The solution that this is really going for is just the time to get everybody together for a presentation. Like we've had times where it was very clear that something was going to be listed and there's just days of delay. And especially if there's something that's trading on another exchange and very popular, we can get it up really quickly. Like that's more money that stakers are making and it's less time wasted on, things where, you know, where we know nobody's going to say anything and there's really nothing that can be said until we know the parameters of the SCCP anyway. I know it's been suggested that we just start putting parameters in the SIP to kind of make these presentations less useless. But I think from my perspective, you know, that puts up a barrier to the community where like they can't, unless you know how to recommend perps parameters, you now can't participate directly in the process. And it adds overhead where before council even considers whether an asset would be appropriate to list or whether we want this, now you already have core contributors that need to go make, evaluate these tokens or coins and figure out what correct parameters would be. So instead of doing all that, I say we just cut the fat and go straight to the important thing, which is the SCCP.
But it doesn't do that though, because if the SCCP, someone has to ratify some parameters at some point, right? Like that doesn't take the workload off. It doesn't remove it. Like I think there's a future where, you know, you could remove the workload using LLMs or something, but that's like far out. But like right now in the current context with this, it doesn't take away that workload. And also it doesn't, the thing is like if a new market comes, like somebody has to like, you know, come up with those parameters, like, you know, and they have to do it on the fly if we want it right away. That's part of the system. Like, even if we have an auto list process, someone still has to set those parameters in the SCCP for it to go live. It doesn't do anything but just circumvent the SIP presentation, which, okay, I get, like, if that's a goal, which I kind of understand.
That is the goal. I was responding to two things here. So that is the goal.
So if that is the goal, that makes sense. I agree with that, right? Like, if you want a quick listing, like, WorldCoin comes out and you want to short it right away, that makes sense. Like, we want to offer that right away. Like right when the token goes live, because there's just this huge demand for it. But DYDX obviously didn't list it. So it's not like that would, this SIP would streamline that. Somebody would still have to make a SIP and then someone else will still have to do the SECP. It doesn't really do anything except bypass the SIP presentation, which I guess you could, you know, if everyone agrees with that, then we could just make a SIP just to bypass the SIP presentation for listings, right? And you just still propose a SIP. Anyone could write the SIP, but it just, you know, you don't have to present it. And I think that's a decent way to go about it. But like, I don't get the reference to the UIDX. Not that the reference to UIDX bothers me. It just, I don't get it. They don't list assets. Like, they haven't listed new assets since, I think, 2021. So like, they don't list new assets. And everything they have right now, you could just include that in the SIP without even referencing the UIDX. And like, so you could add all those assets that you want. And I think the appropriate thing would be make a SIP to move quicker on listing something. And, you know, I guess like this would be somewhere like the ambassadors get involved, like right away, like make a SIP, right? Like that's part of their mandate. So right away they could just make a SIP to list any new asset that they want. And then, you know, I guess the core contributors can figure out the parameters. But like, you can't, there's no abstracting away the SECP to parameterize it. So like, the workload doesn't go away. It doesn't dissipate. So this SIP doesn't address anything, in my opinion. Like, I'm not trying to be offensive. It just, it doesn't do anything. Like, you know, like the way I look at it, it doesn't streamline anything, and it doesn't make anything more efficient because everything still has to be done. And like, the idea that someone has to be involved in the listing process, yes, you definitely need to understand parameterizations. You don't need the community. Like, community could suggest a SIP, an ambassador could present it and come up with ideas. Like, that's probably the better way to go about it. You know,
Millie, my interpretation of this SIP is that it's to establish a process whereby in the future, if assets are listed on other venues that have been able to be arbitraged against here and have a history of only listing reasonable assets, then those assets in particular can skip the SIP presentation. And if there's something that isn't on one of those venues, then we still go through that SIP presentation process, right? And so at the core of this, you're right. The only thing this is doing is skipping the SIP presentation, but for a core set of assets that have other venues that we want to move quickly on, and there's been some level of due diligence done by others as well.
Sure. Like, if that other venue is Binance, I'd be like, okay, there's at least something compelling here. But DYDX does not move fast. They don't list anything new. And they don't list the best things. And their mechanism is different. Like, they listed Luna, and they were able to not have an insolvency, right? But every other exchange that had Luna had significant losses on that day, like the week that Luna crashed. DYDX, on the day of the Luna crash, I think they changed parameters like 20 times in the 24-hour period, right? And they could do that because DYDX Trading Inc., a centralized corporate entity that controls those parameters. We can't do that here, like, on the fly as fast, right? Like, so it just doesn't matter. Like, I don't see why DYDX, first of all, they don't even have a good process for listing assets. They don't have anything transparent. Like, they don't have a good process for listing transparent assets. We have a very transparent.
Really, right now, you're just raging against DYDX, which, trust me, nobody loves more than me. And I get,
you know,
it.
I'm just trying to make a point. Like, they're not even a good reference point. If it was Binance, at least, I'd be like, okay, you guys are thinking to move quick. But like, DYDX doesn't even, like, come on, bro.
I think that would be a really fun idea to explore. The reason I didn't go with a centralized exchange that has, you know, hundreds of listings is because I thought that it would actually be a lot more controversial and possibly a lot riskier. Like, it's a lot easier for us to stay on top of what's going on with an exchange that's on chain where we know our users can access this. A lot of people can't access Binance, right? Like, they have a very strict KYC AML process now. So if the goal is to make sure that people are able to arbitrage, and that's where we're controlling our risk, then it seemed like, okay, we could possibly in the future explore off-chain venues, but those are going to be much, much riskier. So I didn't think that would be a great place to start.
Right. But okay, the other thing I was going to say, realistically, if you just think about it, DYDX and the assets you want to, you're talking about arbing, like, they have what, 20 listings, right? We have like 50 assets listed. We have more than any other exchange. So it should be other exchanges trying to list the assets we have to like facilitate the arbs. Like, we already have every asset listed except for these, you know, really long tail ones that, you know, DYDX has that we don't. But we have everything else listed that matters, right? So it's like, I'm just, you know, I'm confused. Like, I don't get, like, what this solves. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just the only one who thinks this way, but I don't know. I don't see
we,
it.
We like, want to list more things. We want to list things that people can arbitrage against on-chain. SIP presentations, delay the obvious listings, and we need some sort of criteria for what can or cannot skip the SIP presentation.
Right, okay, but let's take Pepe. Let's just take the Pepe example. How would this improve listing Pepe right when it started getting on-chain, like volatility
It would help for a subset, right? We need some sort of criteria, and if there are other criteria of which assets should be accelerated, hey, propose that as well. I'm all for it. I'll vote for both of them.
All right. Well, anyway, it seems like I'm the only person who just thinks like, it creates more confusion than it actually, you know, solves for. So that's just the way I see it.
Well, I appreciate you. I don't think you are the only person. I think you're just the only person talking, about it, but that's fine. I definitely still feel that this is a completely fine area to explore, but I appreciate you making your commentary.
Just to be fair, Emily, I kind of agree with you just on the DYDX example. I think it's kind of a moot choice. But I do agree with Bert that, you know, having a criteria where we prefer or we expedite listings of assets that are easily arbitraged on other on-chain venues, having that set of criteria is probably beneficial. It does expedite, you know, listing a subset of assets. But just this specific example of DYDX is also bothering me. But if you could generalize the SIP to maybe be a more universal to include just other on-chain perp venues where maybe through an SECP we actually add to a list of these on-chain venues, which on-chain venues we do consider, not just specifically DYDX, but like, I don't know, GMX and others, then I would probably like this SIP more. But like from, like,
no, I think that makes a lot of sense. I agree with you. Yeah. The reason I started with DYDX is because there is no other on-chain venue that has like a solid list of things that we would actually want to list now. And so this is kind of the venue with the most urgent list of things we don't have. But yeah, I agree with you. I think, the goal should not just be to, you know, list things that are on DYDX and have DYDX, be the permanent, arbiter of what we list. I think exploring other venues can definitely make sense in the future. I only picked this one because it's just, you know, I looked around and there was no other good venue.
And I'll just make that my one final point on this is that the reason there's no other good venue is because we are like the only, you know, protocol to like master this process, right? Not master, but like to have perfected it to some degree. Like no other protocol has solved for it. They don't have good risk. They just don't look at Aave, for example. They have Gauntlet running their risk strategies and look what happened to them recently, right? Like I think Synthetics has some of the best, one of the best risk committees in DeFi because the token has gone through like such volatility, like, and we've survived this without any insolvencies. It's actually remarkable. This is not the case with every protocol. So many protocols collapsed, right? Like if GMX had as many assets as we had, they'd be in for trouble, right? They wouldn't be able to manage it. So like the only reason why we have this is because we have like, you know, the best community and that knows how to do this stuff. So I mean, just delegating that out doesn't really make sense to me. And I think like this SIP would make a lot more sense from like GMX's perspective. Like if they were making this SIP for their team, they'd be like, yo, look, Synthetics, like Caleb and Afif, they have like, you know, look at all the assets they have listed on Synthetics. You know, Caleb and Afif, like they're running whatever we outsource the risk assessment to them and basically we list whatever they have. That would make sense for them totally. But for us, like, I just don't see it. Like again, and I don't want to keep repeating myself, but yeah.
Yeah, and Caleb brought up another point in chat. With V3, it's going to be the stakers, you know, deciding which markets they back. So in V3, let's just go crazy and list everything and let the DJs choose where to take risk.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for your comments on 2032. Bert, you ready for SIP 2033?
Sure. We'll keep it rolling. Yeah, thank you, everybody, for the discussion. I appreciated it. I like that we are discussing process. So thank you for that. For 2033, this is another listing, the type of SIP you know and love. This lists BAL, FXS, KNC, RNDR, 1, PERP, and ZIL. I believe there's actually some overlap here between this one and 2032. Gunboats and I did not share our SIPs with each other prior to, so I can go back and kind of remove those duplicates if one of these passes. There's these already have feeds on mainnet from both Pith and Chainlink, so makes these a good choice for next listings because they can go up relatively quickly.
All right, simple enough. Any questions on 2033? Right, does not sound like it. So these, all three of these are ready for vote then, correct, Bert?
I would say for 2032, I'm going to post a question to the council. I'd just kind of like to get a soft, just a soft indicator of who would vote for it and who wouldn't, because if for some reason 2032 won't pass as is, I would probably just remove the auto listing criteria and go with list everything that UIDX already has. I would still like to explore the auto listing criteria. I think, if we can, you know, go down that road, that would be great. I'll talk to the council and we'll see what they prefer.
Can we make it an or statement? So, BYDX or Binance or whatever else we use as reference point, like a list of venues where, you know, we could have the RB for. So
yeah, what I think that's what CyberDuck was suggesting, and I think what I was planning to do then is to make that a parameter that we can set, but just only have DYDX for now, because there's not really anywhere else that we need to go grab assets from. We'll see what happens with GMX V2. You never know what could happen in a month. Maybe they have a million assets, and we need to catch up with them. But, for now, there's not really anywhere else. Happy to explore that.
All right. I think that's it. Don't see any additional questions in the chat. So I guess we can call it here. Thank you, Bert. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you, Bert, for that.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Bert.
Bye-bye.